image flickered through Revan's mind. He and Malik standing on the top of a glacier, surrounded by a swirling blizzard. It vanished before he could grasp it, retreating into the dark corners of his subconscious. Yet the brief flash of the resurfacing memory was enough to confirm what Candorous had said.
"I think they may be right," Revan muttered.
Candorous was silent, obviously expecting him to say more, but there wasn't anything he could add. The memory was gone.
"You know what that mask means to my people," Candorous said. "Without it, we are lost. Vagabonds wandering the galaxy without a purpose. Recovering the mask could be the key to restoring Mandalorian honor and power."
Revan knew all this. That was why he had hidden the mask after slaying Mandalore the Ultimate, a final act to demoralize a defeated foe. He'd hoped it would take the Mandalorians generations to recover from the loss of their most revered cultural symbol. Without it, the warlike clans would be too busy fighting among themselves for power to even think about conquering Republic worlds. But if the mask were to be found again...
"Whoever finds it will be hailed as the new leader of the clans," Candorous continued. "Mandalore will rise again, and the Mandalorians will follow."
Revan knew that Candorous was sharing this knowledge with him out of loyalty. They had been through too many battles together for him to keep this secret. Yet he also understood why Candorous had been reluctant to speak. He was still a Mandalorian, and he feared for the future of his people. The wounds of the Mandalorian Wars were still fresh in the minds of the Jedi and the Republic. The looming specter of a Mandalorian army unified by a single warlike leader would not be ignored. Even if the Jedi Council refused to take action again, the Senate would send its fleets to crush the potential threat before it could begin. In their disorganized and depleted state, it was unlikely the Mandalorians would be able to resist. After the inevitable defeat, the Senate would likely impose martial law over the surviving clans, forcing them to disarm and abandon the customs and practices of their warrior culture. If the Republic found out about this, the Mandalorians, as Candorous knew them, would cease to exist forever.
"Do you believe the Mandalorians will attack the Republic again if the mask is found?"
Revan asked.
"Depends who finds it,"
Candorous answered candidly.
"Some of the clan leaders want nothing more than to avenge our defeat. Others would rather try to rebuild our society. We were great warriors before we started conquering Republic worlds. It's possible we can restore our honor without violating the treaty terms we agreed to."
"The terms I forced you to accept,"
Revan thought. It was ironic that Candorous was sharing all this with the architect of the Mandalorians' greatest defeat. Almost a decade earlier, Revan had been one of the few willing to take action against the invading clans. But he was not the same person he was back then. He no longer clung to the simplistic ideals of right and wrong or good and evil. He understood better than anyone that dark and light were intertwined in strange and complex ways. And on some primal level, he knew this was all somehow connected to his visions of a dark, storm-swept world.